Hi everyone, welcome to Microsoft Build 2017. My name is Kerim Shahid. I work on speech, Cortana, and the bot framework. And today we'll be talking about bot conversations for your applications. So how you can bring the bots that you've built with the Microsoft bot framework into your applications. And we'll also be focusing on speech to see how you can use speech recognition and have multimodal interactions between your bot and the user. So to get started, we're gonna talk about something called the web chat client. If you've built a bot in the past, you've most likely come across the web chat client. For example, if you go to the Microsoft Bot Framework dev portal and you've just built a bot, you'll notice that there's this pane on the right-hand side where you can instantly talk to your bot. And this is the actual web chat client. So you can type in your message and you can test out your bot's response. Another place that you may have seen the web chat client is in the emulator. This is the same web chat client that you saw earlier. This time it just has a couple of additional panes on the right-hand side, which show the actual payload JSON that's crossing the wire. So this is designed to help you exercise and debug your bot. So the reason I showed you these two applications is to point out that the web chat client is a very versatile piece of code, and it's freely available on GitHub, and you'll be able to use that in various different applications. And that'll be key when we talk about how do you bring your bot conversation to your application. So let's take a look at a couple of things that are new for the web chat for this year. This is the same web chat control, this time running in a browser window. And you'll notice one key difference. It's a small difference visually. There is a little microphone icon in the bottom right. And this will allow us to have speech-enabled conversations with bots. So this web chat control is connected to a trivia bot. So let's have a conversation with the trivia bot and see how that goes. Let's play trivia.
Welcome to trivia. To stop playing, you can say, cancel, or I'm done playing at any time. Now, let's get started. Here's your first question. Which of the following characters were considered for inclusion in Super Smash Bros. Melee?
The second one.
I think you said Meta Knight. Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Sorry, the correct answer was Lucas. All right, here's the next one. The Big Bang Theory was first theorized by a priest of what religious ideology?
Jewish.
Not quite. The correct answer was Catholic. All right, here's the next one. In 2010, Twitter and the United...
What you see here is that I can interact with the bot in multiple different modalities. I was speaking with it earlier, but then I decided to get hands-on and jump right in and click on the answer. And I can also continue speaking or interacting with the bot by typing. So let's take a look at some of the interactions that are happening between the bot and the web chat client to make this experience come to life. So in building a bot, and this is the interaction you just saw, everything starts with the developer, you, going to the Bot Framework Developer Portal and registering a bot that you have built. And you take this bot and you enable it on what's known as specific channels. So for example, there will be a Cortana channel, and once you enable your bot on the Cortana channel, end users are able to interact with your bot through the end Cortana client application. Similarly, there's other channels such as Facebook, and you'll be able to talk to your bot through Facebook Messenger, there's Skype, and several more. In addition to these, there is a channel called the Direct Line, and this is designed to allow you to consume your bot in testing environments as well as your custom client applications. This Direct Line is what was used in the emulator that you saw earlier, as well as the web chat. And the same REST and WebSocket API could be used within your application, and your end user can interact with your application with custom UI to interact with the bot. The bot interactions are asynchronous message exchanges, and these messages are called activities. And there are various different types of activities, such as a message or an invoke or an event. And we'll talk about some of these when we talk about how you customize the experience to your application. So let's take a deeper look into that. So you have your bot, And it has its own logic. It uses language understanding, for example, Lewis. It has your own business logic for doing custom actions and for data retrieval, for example. And you connect your bot over direct line to your application. And this application is where you do your custom UI experience. Your user interacts with that application. And within that application, you have free rein to make a selection from what functionality you will offer, but also what technologies you will use. So for example, you can use speech recognition and text-to-speech, but you can also have multiple options for which instance of speech recognition or text-to-speech to use. And because the direct line supports custom activities, for example, the invoke and event activity, you can implement custom actions on your client application. So let's say you're building an application that's embedded in an IoT device, and you wanted to increase the temperature once you hear a specific command in the bot. You're able to send that command down to the device and take action on that in the application. So a couple of the key changes for the bot framework for Build 2017 related to speech involve some updates to the message activity. There's a new field for speak for the SSML. This is a speech synthesis markup language. That's how the bot knows what to say back to the user using audio. And then there's also an input hint, which the bot can use to specify its current interaction mode. Similarly, I mentioned the invoke and event activities earlier. These are relatively generic objects that you can use to event information to the other party, as well as to invoke specific functionality, for example, raise temperature to 72 degrees on your application. But not only do we have these activities, the direct line actually supports completely custom data payloads. So you're able to craft completely custom activities of your own that is a custom contract between your bot and your application. So let's take a look at how we can use the web chat client in a simple application. This is a project I created by starting a new blank JavaScript-based UWP application. And in here, I've included the a built version of the web chat control. And this is available on the GitHub repo. And I've included the CSS file associated with that. Now, in my main JavaScript file, I simply have a connection, which is a direct line connection to my bot. And to that, I specify the secret. This secret encodes the information for which bot this application should talk to, and it also authorizes this bot to talk to that this application to talk to that bot. Now, once you have that connection, you simply create a new instance of the bot chat, and you can see that there are a couple new fields here related to speech recognition. I've specified an instance of a speech recognizer and an instance of speech synthesis, and you'll have several options to pick from depending on your scenario, and you'll be able to implement your own custom one as well. So let's try out this application. What you see here is the same web chat that you saw earlier, but now running inside a Windows UWP application built in JavaScript. And you can have the same interactions with it that you did earlier, including over speech. Let's play trivia.
Welcome to trivia. To stop playing, you can say, "Can."
And there I clicked on the button to preempt the conversation and just go ahead and progress to the next question. So this is a very simple example of how you can take the web chat client and embed it in your application. But one of the key reasons to embed, build a custom application for your bot is to be able to customize the experience. Let's take a look at a very simple extension of this. And here's the exact same project, and I made only a few small changes to it. Let's take a look at those in my history. So I took the CSS file and I added a couple of tags for adding a background image, and I added the ability to animate snowflakes falling down on the screen, so I can have a theme to this application, which is a peaceful winter theme. So let's see what that looks like. So this is the exact same piece of code, just with custom styling, and you can see the changes were relatively minimal, but you get a relatively custom theme. So if you wanted to brand this application or theme it according to your own scenario, that's relatively easy to do. And you can have the same interactions with the bot as you did earlier. So far we've discussed the web chat control and JavaScript-based applications. Now, the web chat control is open source and cross-platform, so you'll be able to bring that to wherever app platform that you are implementing your application using. In addition to that, we also have a NuGet package that you can use to build C# applications in Xamarin or any UWP application. And this NuGet package, similar to the web chat client, has the support to have conversations with your bot over the direct line, so you can exchange any messages that you'd like to invoke specific actions on the client. And you can also leverage built-in speech recognition and speech synthesis support. Just as with the web chat client, both of these you get a default implementation for, but you're welcome to create a custom implementation and plug that right in. So let's take a look at an example of a custom client. This is a UWP application, and in my main XAML file, you'll see that I've got a bot client that I instantiate, and it takes in something called a connection. And if we take a look, this is very similar. It has the direct line secret, which identifies which bot we're talking to. And we take this connection information and we create a client from this. And from this client, we have several events that we can register for in order to update our UI state or take specific actions based on our conversation with the bot. So in this example, you'll see that we register for events such as speech synthesis, speech recognition and speech synthesis. We register for events such as conversation ended and when we started speaking and stopped speaking, and we use these events to update the UI. In this example, we also have a custom data model that is associated with our application, and the bot and the application can exchange data and bind the responses to the UI. And let's see what that looks like in this example. So here we're looking at a chat view that's implemented using a custom XAML control. But we can have the same conversation with the bot as we did earlier. Let's play trivia.
Welcome to trivia. To stop playing, you can say, cancel, or I'm done playing, at any time. Now, let's get started. Here's your first question. In Half-Life 2, if you play the zombies' speech in reverse, they actually speak coherent English.
False.
Sorry, the correct answer was true. All right.
Now, this is just a simple chat experience within the application. Let's talk about the real motivation behind building an application. What this allows you to do is have a very rich data binding so that you can do something like a game show host view. Here we have a view where the end user experience is as if they're a contestant on a game show, and the bot is playing the role of the game show host. And it can ask you questions, and you can use this custom data binding to offer rich UI. So let's see what that experience looks like. The second one.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Sorry, the correct answer was GLaDOS. Here's one more. In the movie The Iron Giant, this character is the protagonist.
Kent Mansley.
Sorry, I don't understand that. Which one did you mean?
The first one.
I think you said Kent Mansley. Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Not quite. The correct answer was Hogarth Hughes. Okay, next question.
Now, in addition to having the interactive question and answer that we saw earlier, working with the web chat client in the browser as well as the application, what this view allows us to do is have custom UI. So for example, I can click on geography and switch categories to the geography category for trivia. Let's try that.
You've switched to the category geography. Gibraltar, located just south of the Iberian Peninsula, is a territory of which West Europe country?
Now, as you mentioned earlier, when you build a bot, there are multiple different channels that it's available to. And we mentioned Cortana as one specific channel. Let's see what the same experience for the Trivia bot looks like in Cortana. Ask Trivia bot to play a game.
Here's your first question. What does a funambulist walk on?
The moon.
Sorry, the correct answer was a tightrope. Okay, next question. What special item did the creators of Cards Against Humanity ship for their Black Friday pack?
Let's switch to lightning mode.
You can play lightning mode in our app. I'll bring you there. Starting lightning mode. What is the capital of the state of Washington, United States?
Now, as you see in this specific example, Cortana has launched me into my application and I'm being asked a question, but I'm also being timed. And it looks like I'm about to run out of time to answer this one.
Oops. You ran out of time. In the Beatrix Potter books, what type of animal is Tommy Brock?
So the experience you see here is something that you wouldn't be able to build in a client that you don't have control over. So if you're in Skype or in Cortana, for example, you won't necessarily have end client code running, which would be able to time the operation or do other custom client specific actions. And the example I wanted to highlight here is the ability to transition their conversation from one channel over to another, from one where you can have a general purpose conversation, for example, having a trivia experience in Cortana, but over to your application in the scenarios where that's relevant to the user. So to summarize, there are new speech recognition and interaction capabilities in the Microsoft Bot Framework. So please go ahead and exercise those capabilities, whether that's in the web experience or a custom application running on Windows, OS, or in an IoT device, and imbue your applications with the intelligence and natural language understanding capabilities that you've already built into your bots. And you have several key technologies that you can build on top of, whether it's Windows speech recognition or Bing speech recognition, we give you the opportunity to pick between the two. And whether you use the web chat client to build your cross-platform application or you use the Xamarin and UWP-based bot client library through the NuGet package. We covered several topics today, and some of them have other sessions dedicated to them at this year's Build Talks, and I encourage you to check out these four in particular. The first is bot capabilities, patterns, and principles, where we talk about specific patterns that we've observed to be successful in building bots and bringing them to reality. The second session is on building Cortana skills and doing that in an environment that leverages specific features that Cortana offers and what specific benefits you could get from exposing your reaching your customers through Cortana. The third is Cortana Advanced Voice Design Language. When you have a multimodal interaction, it is important to be cognizant of the interactions and it's good to plan for the user switching between different modes. And this session will cover what are the good design patterns for achieving such a great conversation. And finally, there's the Microsoft Cognitive Speech Services talk. If you're interested in details of how you build rich speech-enabled experiences, I encourage you to go to that talk and see the options for speech recognition. That's all we had to cover today. I hope you've found some interesting ideas and new things to try. Please go ahead and give it a shot and reach out to us, leave us feedback. Thank you.